Today on the Unexpected Hauntings, we go over some Halloween stories and go over a weird encounter with a Ouija board just in time for Ouija Awareness Month. More coming up for you on today's episode of Unexpected Hauntings. Stay spooky, listeners.
Listen if you dare, as we unfold stories of unexplained happenings and phenomena. Write in at unexpectedhaunting739@gmail.com. This is where the unexpected and ghost stories are brought into reality. This is Unexpected Hauntings.
That's right, everyone. Welcome back. Ben here from Unexpected Hauntings. Sorry about the no episode last week. We were having a lot of technical difficulties and just running out of time throughout the week. You know how busy it can be through this Halloween season. Actually, had my first Halloween parade with a little fam. So that was a lot of fun. That was great. If you've never done a Halloween parade, I would definitely, two thumbs up for a big parade for Halloween. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty great to get out there. Even if it's like a little like apple orchard like parade or, just celebrating fall coming and the harvest. It's just a great way to be able to just celebrate the coming of fall. I hope that everyone is doing well since we weren't able to do last week's, I'm going to try my best and do two episodes for this weekend. And I'm thinking about going back and going over places that are haunted and just go through the history of them. I was looking through Eastern State Penitentiary and I was like, ooh, this really interests me. So that might be coming into our upcoming episodes as well. If there's any haunted places that you guys can think of, please email me at unexpectedhauntings739@gmail.com. We would absolutely love a write-in of a story or to just suggest a haunted place that you would love to have showcased on the air. That would be really awesome. And I've missed you guys so much. Again, sorry for the delay. Was just not getting the mic to go through for some weird reason. So I'm actually going to be trying a new thing and going to be playing around with some stuff through the different episodes. So I'm excited. It's going to be great. The stories for this episode are going to be really good. Mostly like Halloween stories. And then we do have a Ouija board story experience as well, because we all know it's Ouija Board Awareness Month, right? To always close your sessions. Always close your sessions. Never leave it open, because you never know what could come through the Ouija board. I'm a big believer of it. I've used the Ouija board in my past, and I've had some crazy, crazy experiences. I've heard growls in the house before that are under, you can't explain it because it's like, okay, is the dog here? No, dog is not at the house. Be careful with Ouija boards. Don't fucking play with it. It's not to play around with. Be very careful with that. And it's going to be different. I'm going to be manually mixing in the music for this episode. So we're going to see how that goes and play around with it. Because this is pretty much the only way that we can do the episodes right now. For some reason, OBS Studio is just giving me hell right now with not picking up my microphone. So I'm just using Ableton right now. Highly suggest this software. So clean, so nice. Whenever I do my music recordings and guitar recordings, I always use Ableton. It's just so crisp, so great. And then you can just mix everything in there, record it, and then send it out as one MP3. I mean, it's all in there. It's great. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling on, and we're going to start off with our first story. It's from Paranormal Encounters on Reddit. Of course, always write in. We'd love to have you guys write into our stories, and write into our podcast, excuse me, of your encounters and your stories. We do stories from paranormal, from ghost, even alien activity, UFOs, all of that. If you have any of those experiences, please write into us. We'd absolutely love to hear from you. But anyways, here we go. We're going to go into the story. It's called Weird Encounter with a Ouija Board. And this is a little bit shorter. I know that our last episode is a long, long story. I'm going to try and kind of waver from that. So then that way it does not go on and on, even though that story was really wild and really crazy. We're going to do a little bit shorter stories for you guys. Here we go. This is called Weird Encounter with a Ouija Board. Let's go. This was a while ago, but looking through the subreddit, I wanted to talk about it to maybe find out what it was. My best friend and I used to live together. We got bored one night, so both of us decided to use a Ouija board. I've always been a skeptic because I've never had damning evidence other than seeing doors swing open by themselves, but I decided to do it for the funsies because we were drunk and bored. When we did it and we used it, nothing happened. Over the course of about an hour, we got nothing, so we decided to just put it back in the box and go to bed. About a week or so later, she calls me into her room and asks me if I hear anything. I heard a clear knocking noise, but didn't know where it was coming from. She told me to look under the bed, and so I did. The knocking was coming from the box. Like there was nothing else there to make that noise. The box was the only thing under the bed aside from a few stuffed animals. When she grabbed the box and took the stuff out of it, it finally stopped, and we saged the place, and we didn't have anything else happen after that. But I want to know, was this something bad? All right, so, at least that wasn't a bad experience. It could have been worse, way worse, to the point to where, you know, I've just heard so many Ouija board stories, and I'm just glad and thankful that this person is okay. Thank you so much, Larky. It was posted by Larky on Paranormal Encounters. I just want to make sure I get them all of their credit that is due. As I always do, I always say their names and give them the credit because none of these stories, of course, came from me. I want to definitely showcase you guys and your stories. So, they were asking if it was something bad. Really nothing points out to me that is bad. Knocking coming from the box. So that's the thing. How many knocks were coming from the box? If there was three, that could be bad because that's mocking the Trinity, as we all know, right? How many knocks was coming from the box? So this would be cool. I might actually message this person and ask how many knocks were coming from the box. It is really creepy to get knocks coming from a box and you know, noises coming from the box. But I don't see anything that could be really bad. I know that a lot of people, when they hear stuff like this and it goes on, they think, oh, automatically demonic. That's really not the case. After hearing a lot of things through stories and experts and stuff out there, it takes a lot of evidence to prove that anything's demonic. You know what? I would say that it's nothing bad. Maybe it's just a playful spirit that didn't want to leave. And they have some type of attachment to that box. Maybe that box was given to them. It was their favorite thing. Because we all know spirits can have an attachment to an item of their liking, right? So that could be a truthful thing. So anyways, if you like this story, you know, let us know. Also, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you listen to this. We'd love to hear from you. Write a review. Give us a 5-star. That would be amazing. We'd love to know what we can work on with each and every episode and improve each and every episode. But yeah, most importantly, though, write into us. UnexpectedHauntings739@gmail.com. And here we go. We're going to go into our first Halloween story. This one is not that far. Not that long ago. 2017. So, yeah. A lot of these are just questions. So, I know, of course, I'm going to answer them. But it would be really cool. There's actually Q&As. I just now noticed there was a Q&A response to the last episode. Thank you so very much for that as well, by the way. We'd love to hear from you guys and get input. So thank you so very much. Yeah, that's really cool. A really neat thing that they've added is Q&A. And we'd love that. So if you have any Q&A or if you have like any input on the stories, there's that as well. Because like I said, a lot of these are just questions, looks like. But anyways, here we go. We're going to go into the stories. It's called Scary Halloween Story, and they want input on this little story. Here we go. This story happened back in 2017. I was trick-or-treating when my leg started to hurt like hell. Thankfully, my house was nearby, so I walked home. My dad checked on me and said that he was going to be at the house across the lawn. I said, okay, and my dad left. I was laying on the couch eating some candy when suddenly my body went numb and I couldn't move. My vision got wired. The best way to put it is big black snowflakes. I tried to scream, but nothing came out. I was suddenly able to move my head and looked into the other room where I saw a tall figure walking very slowly. But then it all ended and I was able to move again. I told my mom about it, along with a few friends. If any of you have any good explanations of why this happened, please tell me. All right, so that could definitely be a huge play on sleep paralysis, to where you're so scared in that state of mind you can't move. Not quite sure what the tall figure could be. I would do some research. This story came from DarkLord5689 on Free Horror Stories of Reddit. Yeah, what I would do is definitely look into the history of that house. See if there's any deaths around that house, any bad, if the house is like on a burial ground, I would look into that as well. Because yeah, that's not good. You look around and there's a tall figure just looking at you. What's interesting though, I'd love to know the features of the tall figure. Was it just a solid black figure? Was it a see-through figure? Was it a clear apparition where you could see the clothing? Because that detail right there will be key of, okay, what time period was this? Is he a boy? Is he a girl? And then that could tie into the research of why you saw this. I'm not quite sure though why all of a sudden this would happen. Not quite sure if we have any answers or even any questions towards this. There is a Q&A after each and every episode that is possible through the podcast. I believe it's through Spotify. They do that now. That's very interesting. I've never heard of that. But that's a really great though, embodiment of how it feels, with big black snowflakes, like touching your skin to where you can't move. I've heard that it's like that in that aspect. Right. So thank you so very much. That story was really cool. Very interesting. Again, Unexpected Hauntings 739@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you and get your stories. That would be amazing. We're gonna do one more. It's called Alone with the Rest of Us. It's by Halloween Stories and it's posted by SkeletonPorter11. Here we go. This looks good. Let's get into it. Fog swirled around Matt as he stood in the darkness, lit only by waist-level green lights, creating an illusion of oil whorls on water as fog-laden air danced through the light. He had to admit, it was a cool technical effect. It looked like he was walking through a marsh, though with none of the wetness and none of the stench, it was eerie and otherworldly, exactly as intended. He just wished he could give in to the illusion and enjoy it. But no, his stupid friends had abandoned him, and so he was stuck in the role of babysitter again. Well, maybe a babysitter who had lost the kids they were supposed to take care of. Matt, as usual, had become the fifth wheel. For as long as he could remember, he, James, and Dave had been friends at various phases through their younger years. They'd been the Three Musketeers, the Three Amigos, and the Ghostly Trio, sometimes the Three Stooges. It had been all for one and one for all, at least until the last couple of years, when the balancing act had changed. It started with Becky and James, the two of them sometimes splitting off on their own, sometimes bringing their numbers to four. Then there was Dave's revolving door of girls that were there and gone so fast that Matt couldn't keep track of their names and stopped trying after he used the wrong name. Once in front of one of Dave's momentary interest, it was no longer the three of them. The number shifted between 2 and 5, and with disturbing frequency, and of late, it was often just 1. Matt was the last of the Musketeers, all but 1, and 1 was all. Like now, in the middle of the Halloween haunted house of horror, apparently, the organizers liked their alliteration. James and Dave all been so brave trying to put on a front for Becky and whatever girl Dave was inviting along. They'd only made it into the second room of the spook house before they'd all bolted. It hadn't even been a jump scare, really. The scare actor had slipped into the group in front of Matt, right behind the other four, and followed them for a few steps. "Don't look behind you," the heavily piled up ghoul had uttered in a stage whisper just audible over the ambient noise of music, effects, and screams filtering and over the walls of the maze of partitions that had been constructed. That was all it took. Dave's girlfriend, du jour, screamed, grabbed Dave, and took off running. James clung to Becky and did the same, all of them sprinting as fast as a clustered group could stumble through the dark, leaving Matt behind as they ran on in fear. The ghoul turned towards Matt and smirked. "Boo," he said calmly. Stepping out of the way, Matt laughed as he walked on, thinking he'd catch up with his friends in the next room, but he hadn't. The maniac killer clowns just leered at him as he passed. The room after that had a couple of animatronics with motion detectors. Their stiff robotic moves and speaker hiss voices giving away the effect. But his friends were not there, nor were they in the next room, nor the one after that. He walked past jump scares, scare actors and monster costumes, blood and guts effects, black lights, and glowing things, but Matt didn't really notice any of it beyond a surface level. He was too preoccupied that his friends had left him once again. He wished he could forget about it, live in the moment, and enjoy the spook house. But the thought kept nagging at him once again, as happened more and more often of late. He was alone. Then he entered the swamp. He took a moment to appreciate the technical wizardry that made the scene, trying to distract himself from the annoyance of his friends. He wondered where the fog machine was hidden. "It takes us," a voice hissed from the shadows. Matt turned, but he didn't see anything. "It blinds us," the same voice. This time, from behind Matt, he whipped around, but there was nothing. "It makes us one." Matt whipped around again, and there, rising from the waist level, lights that created the illusion of a surface in the fog, was the actor. "It can make you one of us, Matthew," he said, stretching out the sibilance of the words. "What?" Matt asked, not recognizing the voice. Matt tried to get a good look at the actor as he sank back down into the fog, but whether it was the ghoul makeup or the tendrils that laced up out of the actor's jacket, further obscuring the face with a few leaves, Matt didn't recognize anything in the face as anyone he knew. "How did you know my name?" he called out. You don't need to be alone anymore, Matt. The same voice now from behind him again. You can be one of us. The last faded into the eerie silence as Matt whirled around, but there was nobody there. Matt! He spun around again and screamed. That was Becky's voice. He saw her, a few feet ahead of him, vines wrapping her clothing, pulling at her as she tried to lunge towards him. Help me! She screamed, then disappeared backward into the fog and shadows. Matt rushed forward, but where Becky had been was nothing but a barrier of vines and branches. For a moment of brief glow flared, revealing a silhouette of a tall figure wrapped in flora with antlers or a crown of twigs or something he couldn't quite make out into the darkness and fog. As soon as he glimpsed it, the light faded and the figure was gone. Join us, Matt. The voice beckoned again. He couldn't tell where it was coming from this time. He looked around, trying to get his bearings. And the minimal illumination cast by the green lights, disoriented after turning around so many times in the fog. To his right, a large shape rose from fog. It kept rising, the dark silhouette towering over him. It stretched an arm out towards him as a hoarse groan imitated from it. Matt dodged away, slipping under the arms, reaching towards him. Join us! The tendril-faced ghoul hissed again, rising through the green layer, dancing on the fog. All of your friends have. They're all one of us. Matt stumbled backwards, his foot catching on something as he skittered. He felt something starting to fall, then suddenly stop. His head just above the light layer of fog as multiple hands grasped him. Matt looked up and saw James and Dave, both wrapped in strands of foliage. Their faces slack and nearly lifeless. Holding him tight and dragging him backward, Matt's head dropped below the light layer, down below the fog, and then he was dragged into the darkness. A moment, or maybe an hour later, Matt couldn't really tell. The hands holding him propped him back up, then started to drag him forward. They rounded a corner, and Matt suddenly found himself in a dimly lit area. Though after the darkness and fog, it felt like bright daylight. James and Dave were staring at him, concerned, writ large upon their faces. After their shoulders, he could see Becky. And what's her name? He really should learn it, he suddenly thought. Both staring at him with a look he couldn't quite decipher. Something between worry and fear. None of them were wrapped in leaves or vines or branches. Dude, are you okay? Asked Dave. You guys all took off, said Matt. I thought I'd lost you. No way, James said. Friends for life. You're one of us. That was a really good story. Really good story. I loved the turn at the end. That was my favorite. Like, he thinks, oh, it was all a dream, and then it pulls you in, just like in the classic horror cult films, right? Where, you know, oh, you think everything is good? Oh, really? Oh, really? I'm going to prove you wrong. That was, like, the proven factor of that story. I love that so much. So good. And I guess he's gonna be one of them at the end. very interesting turn in the story. I hope you guys like that. If you guys like these stories and would like, you know, I know that these really like aren't write-ins and experiences of like IRL phenomenon paranormal, but if you'd like to write in and give us some IRL stories in the paranormal, that would be amazing. And also it still is, opportunity is still up on the table. If anyone would like, if anyone would like to share their story live, that would be really cool, of an experience that they've had in the past that makes them believe into the paranormal. We always have that like little window. Of course, mine was having that experience of the lifeless boy scream during the Buford Dam camping experience. If you guys don't know that story, maybe I can share that story again. Very interesting experience, and then finding out later on that boy drowned in the dam. While they were filling up, or they were actually letting go of the water from the dam. Yeah, very bone chilling. That gave me the full on experience of why I believe in the paranormal today. Anyways, guys, always write into us, unexpectedhauntings739@gmail.com. That's going to be all the episode for today. Like I said, we're going to be doing another episode as well, hopefully this weekend. And I'll keep you guys in on the loop. And I believe last week was just a hiccup. We're going to be doing episodes from now on. We're going to try and do every Friday, if not every Saturday. It just depends on how busy the week is. Thank you guys so very much for tuning in and supporting Unexpected Hauntings. We hope to hear from you guys soon on the Q&As in Spotify or just through email. Thank you so much for the support. It really means a lot. And have a safe and amazing Ouija board awareness month. Love you guys. Have a great and rest of your day, and stay tuned, spooky listeners.